Nevada is facing an unusual sort of environmental disaster. It's not an oil spill or a landslide. This is a Vegas-style disaster, one that includes fast-moving gambling executives, millions of dollars, and good intentions gone wrong. Hannah Jaffe-Walt reports.
It all started with a morning walk Clark County Commissioner Chris Giunchigliani took 2.5 years ago. She had on her sweats, her weights, and her Walkman, which she uses to listen to what else, NPR. And she heard this report about green building.
And so I was like, oh, that's kind of an interesting concept. Maybe cost you more on the front end, but down the road, what you'll save in energy costs will be well worth it.
Back then, Giunchigliani was a Nevada assemblywoman. She thought, hey, green building, we should do that here. Nevada has a part-time legislature with no significant research staff, so Giunchigliani turned to Google and found some examples of states and cities encouraging green building with property tax incentives. How much should our incentive be, Giunchigliani wondered? About 50%?
I didn't think 100%. I was trying to find a middle ground, and it was a new place to start. I thought that would be reasonable.
So a bill went to the 2005 legislature and passed unanimously with almost no discussion of that 50%. Legislators say the thinking was, who's going to build green in energy-loving, devil-may-care Las Vegas? Unfortunately, in that, they were very, very wrong.
A $7 billion city within a city, rising up like so many flowers in the desert.
Those flowers rising up in the desert are seven skyscrapers that will make up MGM Mirage's gaming mega resort called City Center. City Center is as green as the $7.4 billion bills it will take to rise it up from the desert.
If we can find ways to lower our costs, we're going to do that.
Gordon Absher is with MGM Mirage's Public Affairs.
And yes, there's an admirable goal, and we can say we're saving the planet, but at the same time, we're saving ourselves money.
Before the bill, there were 14 registered green projects in Nevada. Now, there are 92. But it wasn't until this year's legislative session that some poor state auditor's jaw dropped. Las Vegas's Clark County projected the incentive could cost the county up to $50 million a year in lost revenue. That's almost 10% of what it averages in property taxes every year, the stuff that pays for schools, roads, and police. Instead, much of that money would go to green casinos. Chris Giunchigliani was flabbergasted.
It's almost an oxymoron, isn't it?
Legislators have been scrambling to control the problem. This month, the state reduced the incentive retroactively for many businesses to a maximum of 35%. The hope is the reduction will cut the revenue losses in half. Giunchigliani says never, in her wildest dreams, could she have imagined that her wildest dreams would come true right away.
I forgot. Vegas can move very quickly when it wants to.
Okay, I know this is where I should end the story. Fast and Furious Vegas will soon beat the nation to green. But there's no recycling here. The city says they recycle, but I searched the entire strip and no dice. Or, you know what I mean, no green bins. Still, in 2 years, Vegas will likely be home to the largest green project in the world. Maybe they'll have a recycling bin. For NPR News, I'm Hannah Jaffe-Walt.